Salutations. Welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 2 in the Cap'n Studios powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. So glad you could join us for our second podcast. We're going to introduce you to Adrian Johnson, the Director of Family Life here in the Diocese of Amarillo in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get you up to date with a bunch of February diocesan news. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, religious liberty is something we take for granted in our world and our society. Let's pray to strengthen religious liberty. If you'll join me, please, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo or Cap'n or the West Texas Catholic. You like the snow that we got in the last couple of days? 9.5 inches of snow here in Amarillo shut us down for 2 days, but we need more precipitation. Why? Because our farmers need the favorable weather so they get a great wheat crop this summer and can plant some awesome crops in the spring and summer. Let's pray for much-needed favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, and the confused, and those that are vocations bound. Now let's talk about our 4 seminarians for the Diocese of Amarillo. Please pray for Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sigo, and Andres Pulgarin. And you can learn more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org is your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts are not unappreciated here. And this swerves us right into our guest today. The Respect Life Mass is coming up on Saturday, January 25th, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral. Never been to the Mass? We'd love to see you there. Have come to the Mass all the time? We'd love to see you there. More details on that in just a second as we segue to this man. Joining us for a couple of minutes, you've been here almost a year now, haven't you, Adrian Johnson?
That's right. It'll be a year in March.
Okay, that's right. It is in March. Adrian Johnson is Director of the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. So who is Adrian Johnson? How do you define Adrian Johnson in biographical form, sir?
Well, to give a full picture, that would probably take too long, but just a nutshell, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I was raised there. I was actually born in Joplin, as we were saying before, but raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I attended Benedictine College after high school and got my bachelor's in theology in 2016. And I met Colin Bacchus, who's person who's from here. He attended St. Anne's in Canyon, and he connected me with Father Bush, and so I was hired as DRE after I graduated by Father Bush at St. Anne's, became DRE there, and was there for about 6 years, and then eventually ended up here at the diocese. I got hired last March, like we said. So I have 5 beautiful girls and a beautiful wife, and her name is Hattie. She teaches at St. Mary's Cathedral, and she's the kindergarten teacher there. She and I just have a crazy life that we just never have a dull moment at home.
Not when you have two. When you have the last two were twins born just about 3 months ago.
That's right. Yes, they were.
So you don't have too many bags under your eyes here, bud.
Well, they're actually being very kind to us, and they're letting us sleep 5, 6, 7 hours a night, so it's been really nice.
I like that. Good to hear. We're talking about the Respect Life Mass, Saturday, January 25th, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. For those of you that don't know where the cathedral is and you're new to the diocese, and we welcome you, we're at 1200 South Washington in Amarillo. Adrian, I've always wondered, and I always wanted to ask this question of your predecessors, why should people attend this Mass, especially if they've never been to this Mass before?
Well, this Mass is a wonderful celebration of life, and especially in our political climate today, it's super important to support life. And one of the best ways that we can do that is to pray, and not only pray, but celebrate the wonderful, solemn sacrifice of the Mass for pro-life, for the unborn and the women who are suffering from the circumstances that they find themselves in. And being able to support them is just one of the most important things we can do as faithful pro-life Catholics.
One other thing that people can do to support these young ladies that are in this predicament is to help them with donations of items for babies and families. And that's where Joseph's Project comes in handy, Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. Yes. And we will be accepting goods at the Mass on the 25th, correct?
That's right. We'll have a table set up so people can drop off diapers, wipes, and anything else that there are baby items that moms can use for their babies.
Please be generous if you can, and please join us. It's a Mass that is always well attended, and we need to stand up for life on Saturday, January 25th, 10 a.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, in the annual Respect Life Mass for the Diocese of Amarillo. And please bring baby items for Joseph's Project at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. Our guest, Adrian Johnson, he is director of the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. And let's go down a few more things, because, you know, people think, well, he just has the Respect Life Mass and the Respect Life Banquet. No, no, no. There's so many things that the Diocesan Family Life Office does. Another one of those, natural family planning. We had our first course earlier this month, and we've got courses coming up on Saturday, March the 1st, in both English and Spanish. Let's talk about that for a second.
That's right. So Dr. Feyu Sala and her husband will be teaching the next NFP class on March 1st, which is a Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the Pastoral Center. And Nick and Lily Robles will be teaching it in Spanish at Blessed Sacrament at 10 o'clock in the Bishop Zurich room.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, folks, if you want to get married in the Catholic Church in the Diocese of Amarillo, you must attend a natural family planning course. I don't know how many times we have to stress that.
And if you can't make the physical class that we have, the in-person class, you can also take it online. Just call my office and I can get you that information, or you can talk to your priest.
One other thing that you must take care of before you can get married in a Catholic church in the Diocese of Amarillo is attend an Engaged Encounter Weekend. The first Engaged Encounter Weekend, Saturday, March 29th, Sunday, March 30th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. The first weekend that this is always offered seems to be the one everybody gravitates toward. Please avoid the rush and sign up now.
Yes, you can sign up anytime starting now, and we have the one in March on March 29th and the 30th, and the only other one that we have before the summer, which is I think why people flock to this one so much, is because they have like a June or July wedding. Mm-hmm. We do have one in May, so if you could make that one, you can also sign up for that one. Just call my office or call Alicia Goodwin, my assistant, at 806-414-1059, and she can get you registered. It is $250 per couple, but that covers the whole weekend, meals, your stay, your lodging, everything.
And keep in mind, folks, we always tell you if you're getting married within the next 3 to 6 months to get that done. It's time to get that done right now, especially if you've got summer weddings coming up. Another thing about the Family Life Office here at the Diocese of Amarillo, you folks are very involved with Totus Tuus. We didn't get to have it last year, which was a shame. We're trying to get it off the ground again for 2025.
Yeah, so Father Shane Wick came up to me probably 2 months ago now and asked if I would be willing to help with that. And he knew that I was really for it when I was DRE at St. Anne's, and it is a wonderful program, so I don't want to see it go away. And so I've agreed to be a co-coordinator with Mallory Heinen, who actually was a Totus Tuus missionary back in 2018 and 2019, if I remember correctly. And so we're working together to get this going again, and we're working on getting at least one team together, but who knows what can happen with prayer, and depending on God, we could maybe get two teams like usual and have 14 parishes with Totus Tuus, but just look for information about that coming up.
So for those that are not aware of Totus Tuus or have an idea of what it is, explain, please.
So Totus Tuus is a catechetical program for youth, and it's usually takes place in the summer. It's a week long. Kids first grade to fifth grade, I can't remember right now, but the elementary age school kids go during the days from 9 to 3, and then the youth from 7th grade to 12th grade go in the evenings, and they have activities based around the rosary. It's all about giving ourselves to Jesus through Mary, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of high energy, warm-ups, games, and opportunities for adoration, mass, and confession that the students are able to partake in.
I've been to a couple of those in the past where the kids are active in the morning and they have enough energy they could light up a city for a millennium,
yes,
okay?
Yes, they could. I've been there too. I went to many of those.
So please, young men, young ladies of the Diocese of Amarillo, those of you that are watching and you would like to be a missionary for Totus Tuus in the Diocese of Amarillo, Adrian's direct number, 806-410-3839, 806-410-3839. Let's make a team for Totus Tuus this year, and by the grace of God, let's see if we can get two teams this year. Adrian Johnson is our guest. He's director of the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. And the big headline event for you guys, besides the Respect Life Mass, is the Respect Life Banquet. Let's talk about the banquet. When is it? And I take it we have a speaker already lined up, right?
Yes, we do. I have already planned to have Dr. John Bruchowski, who's a former abortionist and now runs a pro-life clinic. And I think it's the only pro-life clinic in our country. It's completely 100% pro-life in Virginia, and he has a heart-wrenching, compelling story to tell, and nobody will want to miss it this year.
Get your tickets when they go on sale. That'll be late June, early July, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And please buy a table, okay? Buy a table. There'll be live and silent auctions. It's an opportunity to raise money so we can continue to stand for life in the Diocese of Amarillo, and every dollar counts. Come join us. What's the date on that, by the way, for the banquet?
That's September 21st.
That's the third Sunday of the month. Cowboys probably won't be playing, so come on, there's no excuses for not showing up. Come and join us, okay? The last word in the conversation is yours, Adrian Johnson. Anything else you'd like to add or anything that we didn't bring up that you wanted to bring up?
Pray for the pro-life movement, especially during this month when we remember Roe versus Wade, and thankfully it has been overturned, but we still need a lot of prayer and a lot needs to be done. And pray for moms with unexpected pregnancies and all who are struggling. And love God, love your neighbor, and love life.
Thank you for what you're doing for life in the Diocese of Amarillo. God bless you, good sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. You too.
Let's get to some diocesan news, especially a lot of the events that are coming up in the month of February. Volunteers needed for the first Kobe prison retreat of the year. That's coming up in Dalhart Thursday, March the 6th through Saturday, March 8th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, who's a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat will begin Tuesday, February 4th. They run from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. That's in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. And those meetings will continue Tuesday evenings through March the 4th. Deacon Dixon, seeking the support of 30 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement to make the retreat at the Dalhart Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice possible. There are four other Kobe prison retreats scheduled throughout the course of the year, and you can find all that in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. If you need to know more, maybe you'd like to volunteer, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842, 806-290-8842. Do want to remind you, the Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes, and you can mail your donations to Kobe, K-O-L-B-E, Prison Ministries at P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. Blessed Sacrament Church here in Amarillo hosting a Valentine's dinner and dance Saturday, February 8th. Starts at 6 p.m. at Bishop Zurich Parish Hall, 2500 South Bolton here in Amarillo. Tickets for the evening, $75 per person. All proceeds from the evening benefiting the parish, according to Deacons Baltazar Montoya, Renee Perez, and Mark Seidlitz. A steak dinner from 6 until 8, then a dance with music from DJ Chaparro and Darian until 1 a.m. The evening will include a game with prizes and a drawing for a door prizes. Now, in conjunction with the Valentine's dinner and dance, the parish is also conducting a raffle. Top prize in the raffle, a barbecue grill. Second prize, a $500 Amarillo National Bank gift card. Third prize is a Yeti cooler. Tickets, $10 each. Winners need not be present to win. If you need to know more, Maybe you'd like to purchase tickets for the raffle. Give the folks at Blessed Sacrament Church a call, 806-374-1132. Let's move on to Pampa. Also on Saturday, February 8th, the annual parish fundraiser to benefit St. Vincent de Paul Church. As I mentioned, Saturday, February 8th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. That's in the parish hall or parish gym, if you will, 810 West 23rd Avenue. Tickets for the evening, $125 apiece. That gets you a dinner for two. That's served from 7:15 until 8:15, dancing, and a chance to win the top prize of a $5,000 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $3,000 Visa gift card. Third prize, a $2,000 Visa gift card. Winners will be determined in a reverse drawing, according to St. Vincent de Paul parishioner Dr. Jack Albrecht, who's chairing the event. Yes, he's a relative. I don't think he'll claim me, though. A limited number of tickets will be sold. The evening includes music, Calcutta boards, and silent and live auctions. If you're under the age of 21, sorry, you're not going to be admitted into the fundraiser. For additional information, to purchase tickets or to donate items for the auction, get in touch with Dr. Jack, 806-663-1950, or you can call St. Vincent de Paul's parish office, ask for the lovely Delma, 806-665-8933. Volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. The commitment doesn't require much time, according to Larry Gray. Training is provided. Larry says they offer a flexible schedule and it can be a rewarding experience. Need to know more? Get in touch with Larry Gray, 806-420-6408. Reservations are being accepted right now for an evening for married couples, Friday, February 14th, Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Evening starts up at 6 with Mass and vow renewal for married Catholic couples. That'll be led by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich in Holy Family Chapel. Mass will be followed by a gourmet dinner, desserts, and beverages prepared by BDRC Executive Chef Jason Haschke. And if Jason's preparing it, you know it's going to be good. It's $150 per couple for this fundraiser for the Retreat Center. If you need to know more, Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery can answer all your questions if you call the Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. One other event at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, that's the following day on Saturday, February 15th. It's a Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch, a little early, but it is what it is, 10 a.m. until noon at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring. As in the past, the prayer brunch, a ticketed event. It's $20 per person. You can get your tickets through the BDRC website at bdrc.org or at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature at 2500 South Coulter. Seating is limited. Let me stress that, so you need to get your tickets fast. Doors for the breakfast open at 9. It's the second of three women's prayer brunches this school year at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. The final prayer brunch, the traditional Mother's Day prayer brunch on Saturday, May 10th. Need to know more about the February 15th Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch? Call the BDRC, 806-383-1811. Knights of Columbus Council, 1450 at St. Mary's Cathedral, serving a pancake breakfast after all masses on Sunday, February 16th in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Cost of the breakfast by donation, and all proceeds will support the many charitable donations and projects that are sponsored by Council 1450. Catholic Daughters of America Court, 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church here in Amarillo, sponsoring an enchilada dinner Sunday, February 16th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's in the parish hall at the corner of Northwest 16th and Adams. Adult meal tickets are $12. Children ages 12 and under for $6. Proceeds from the dinner benefiting the many charitable efforts of Court 2472, according to spokesperson Patty Linneman. There's also a silent auction during the dinner. If you need to know more, and maybe you'd like to help out Catholic Daughters of America Court 2472, Patty Linneman's telephone number, 806-676-7973. The Altar Society at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo hosting its second annual brisket dinner, also on Sunday, February 16th, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. in the St. Joseph's School Gym at 4114 South Bonham. Tickets $15 for adults, $7 for children ages 5 to 12. Tickets for kids 4 and under, absolutely free. That according to parish spokesperson Denise Haley. Takeouts will be available. There will be a silent auction and a drawing with numerous prizes being given away. That includes a $1,000 Visa gift card and a queen-size quilt. Learn more about the brisket dinner by calling St. Joseph's Church 806-355-5621. One other big thing coming up in the month of February, among others, is an axe retreat. They fill up fast. Your deadline to get signed up is coming up here in less than a month for the Men's Axe Retreat, axe standing for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service Retreat. That's Thursday, February 20th through Sunday, February 23rd at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Your registration form's available at all parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, or you can go to the Axe Community website, axeamarillo.org. That's A-C-T-S Amarillo.org. If you need to know more about Acts in the Diocese of Amarillo, Jimmy Hunt is your contact person, 806-344-4842. A couple of other events to talk about in February before we close down this week's program. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continuing their initiative for teens and young adults. It's called Worship Prayer Movie Night. It happens on the third Friday of the month, usually in the St. Francis House of Prayer, 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. Activities start at 6 with a holy hour of praise and worship music, praise and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith in the modern world, according to Sister Mary Michael Hoosman. Again, the next worship prayer movie night, Friday, February 21st. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend. If you need to know more, please call Sancta Maria Convent in Panhandle, 806-537-3182. There's always one big fundraiser every year for the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. This year on Saturday, February 22nd, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. in the Parish Hall, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Tickets are on sale for the fundraiser at $75 per person. You can get them from any Catholic Student Center member or at the CSC website, WTCSC.org. By the way, VIP table seating 8 will also be available, $1,000 each. The evening will include live and silent auctions and a fantastic meal and gift baskets. In fact, the Student Center needing gift basket donations to help raise additional funds for all that they do down in Canyon. And another thing they're doing is a drawing. Tickets are on sale at $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20. You can get those from any member of the Catholic Student Center. Top prize, a $500 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $300 Visa gift card. Third prize, a $200 Visa gift card. Yeah. Those purchasing tickets for the drawing need not be present to win. Tickets for the drawing, by the way, can be purchased also during regular business hours at the CSC. That's at 2610 4th Avenue in Canyon. Need to know more? Betty Aragon has all the details and can do this story much better than me. 806-655-4345. Two other items before we shut this wing-ding down. Registration now open for the annual DCYC. DCYC 2025, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th. Early bird registration, $45 per person. If you want that early bird registration price, and you should go for it, registrations must be postmarked by Sunday, February 23rd. That fee includes two meals, a T-shirt, and gifts. Regular registration, $55 per person. You must have that postmarked by Monday, March 31st. It gets you two meals, but you don't get the T-shirt and gifts. If you're wanting to wait and register at the door, we understand, $65 per person. That gets you just the two meals. Now, one of the big traditions about DCYC is a Sunday afternoon at Wonderland Park. Tickets are $21 per person for that, and if you're planning to go, please order for your family as well. Confirmed speakers at DCYC 2025 include Connor Flanagan, Sujez Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tan. Catholic musician Josh Blakesley will be providing music for the conference during the opening evening of DCYC 2025, Friday, April 25th, there will be a danzando, or dance-off, Lego and Connect Four competitions, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. And all the proceeds from the competition activities will go toward the bus fund. Covenant Teen, according to Oscar, has raised about $26,000 for a bus Since they started doing this in 2014, the first donation came from a family in Spearman. And Oscar believes after 11 years of raising funds to pay for a 15-passenger bus van, it's time to get it done. Need to know more? Oscar Guzman's telephone number, 806-383-2243, extension 118. And finally, this is an opportunity to bring out the formal dress one more time before Lent begins. St. Mary's Cathedral and St. Mary's Cathedral School hosting a prom night on Friday, February 28th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center, 1200 South Washington. It's $150 per couple. That gets you dinner for two and two opportunities to win a $10,000 Visa gift card. Dinner catered by the Big Texan and entertainment provided by Velvet Funk. The evening will include Calcutta boards, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Find out more by getting in touch with event chair Jayla Wilhelm, 806-690-7871. And that's going to do it for the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, edition number two, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo in Cappin, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. Have suggestions for future guests? Maybe you've got ideas to make this better, and we're very willing to listen to those ideas because we have to make this primo. The address, email-wise, stcapn@dioama.org. I'll spell it out, stcapn@dioama.org. Have yourselves a fantastic day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.